My first grade son is cracking the code for reading. He takes great pleasure in looking at a shelf of books and reporting to me the titles he can read. "Hey, Mom, here's one called The Age of Ice." Yesterday, looking through a pile of mail, he asked me why a catalog was called Boots and Shows. I know, Jay, the English language doesn't always make sense. He's not an especially early reader, but he will soon be an avid one, I hope. He certainly loves to listen to books. He'll sit for hours while his father reads Sherlock Holmes or The Lord of the Rings, and I know he'll revisit these books when he can read them himself. But I don't take it for granted, this blossoming literacy. My uncle didn't learn to read until he was in fifth grade, hampered by a learning disability no one could unlock. And I have a young relative now who struggles with a printed word, though he's quick and bright in his other classes at school. I, too, have experienced the frustrations of illiteracy. When we lived in Japan for a year, I made fast progress in the spoken language, but could not read written Japanese with its thousands of Chinese characters. I did learn the two syllabic alphabets used in children's books and foreign words, and just like my young son, I proudly read the few signs I could. Ramen, curry rice, Mr. Smith's barbershop. Ordering in restaurants was always a challenge. I've read that in America, illiterate adults will hide their handicap by pretending to read the menu, then smiling at the waitress, order a burger and fries, always a safe bet in our local diners. I would do much the same in Japan. First, I'd scan the menu, looking for words I could read. Soda, cakey. Then I'd look around, see what other customers were eating, and confidently order that. Once, I thought I recognized the word for a chicken and rice dish I liked, and pointed it out on the menu to the waitress. When the dinner arrived on its beautiful lacquer tray, I peered down at a raw egg sitting serenely on top of a small mound of cold noodles. It isn't funny, though, to be illiterate in your own language. After my experience in Japan, I trained with literacy volunteers in Canton. I then worked with a woman my age who wouldn't travel far from her home because she couldn't read the road signs, though somehow she'd managed to get a driver's license. We worked well together, but her learning disability was too complex for me to unravel. Then my new baby and her divorce ended our partnership. I wrote her a couple letters after that, in easy sentences I hoped she could decipher. She never responded, and I'm not surprised. I bet she felt the same way I do when I open a letter from a friend in Japan, delighted in receiving mail, and then disappointed and frustrated when I realize it is written in Japanese.